On a recent weekend, dozens of vintage snowmobiles were on display in a farm field in Bethel. To qualify as vintage, they had to be made no later than the early 1980s, but a couple of them dated back to the 1920s. Reporter John Kalish went for a ride in one of these antique sleds.
When I got to the gathering on Route 12, a couple miles north of Bethel, I was hoping that some Model Ts would be there, and sure enough, they were. Thanks to a Ford dealer in Ossipee, New Hampshire, starting in 1922, people who owned Model Ts could buy a conversion kit that replaced the front wheels with 5-foot-long skis and added a second axle, an extra pair of wheels, and tracks in the back. The kit cost $400, more than the car itself.
These were sold with the intention that you could take all the stuff off and then turn your snowmobile back into a car for the summertime, but it was a lot of work. It might be a day and a half, 2 days' work to completely put your car back together.
That's Brian Moriarty of Ashland, New Hampshire. He makes all the parts needed for the snowmobile conversion kit. So if you happen to have an old Model T sitting around in your barn and you want to turn it into a sled, he's your man. Moriarty estimates that there are about 400 or so of these Model T snowmobiles still around, although many are in museums and not tooling around in the snow. They did have some drawbacks. You had to drain the water from the radiator and the oil from the engine if the vehicle was left out in the cold and then refill them when you were ready to drive again. Otherwise, the vehicle wouldn't start.
It was better than snowshoes, but it was a lot of work.
About a third of the 12,000 conversion kits manufactured went to Africa and the Middle East to be used on vehicles that were driven through sand. Moriarty takes his 1922 Model T snowmobile out most weekends in the winter, sometimes towing a 19th century sleigh. He says back in the day, these primitive snow machines were used on what he refers to as rolled roads.
They used to take horses and roll the roads with big rollers. And that's where they perform the best. They will go through 2 or 3 feet of virgin snow, unless it's the real mushy kind that you get in March, and then they get stuck real easy, and you might want to wait till spring instead of shovel and push.
The vintage snowmobile gathering was organized by Alex Reisterer, who has more than 24 old snow machines in his barn in Bethel. Reisterer says snowmobile manufacturing peaked in the 1970s.
Anybody who could possibly market a snowmobile was marketing a snowmobile back then. A lot of them were rebadged. It was another manufacturer, and they just slapped their own sticker on it. You know, JCPenney sold them out of their catalog. Sears sold them. Massey Ferguson, the tractor maker, John Deere. The list is about 200 manufacturers long.
That long list of manufacturers is now down to just 4. Many of the vintage snowmobiles at the Bethel gathering were small and low to the ground. They included a snowmobile made by Chrysler in the late 1970s that wasn't much bigger than a skateboard, a kitty cat snowmobile for kids, and a few Thunderjets, Canadian-made snow machines that were successful on the racing circuit in the early 70s. The Thunderjet was designed in Vermont and debuted at the Thunder Road Speed Bowl in Barrie. Some owners of these rare vintage snowmobiles never take them out in the snow, but, says Alex Reisterer, some of them do.
Part of the fun is the treasure hunt for parts, because you can't just run to the parts dealer. Most of these brands don't exist anymore. You never know where you're going to find them. I've found them in barns right around the corner. I've gone to Connecticut and New York to pick them up, and there's kind of almost a little cottage industry of people who are driving back and forth across the country, trucking snowmobiles from the West and Midwest out to here and vice versa.
A couple of the old snowmobiles had pretty old riders attending them. 90-year-old Marcel Smith of Barrie showed off his small, half-century-old Arctic Cat, which was painted fire engine red and bore an inscription in memory of his late wife, Ruby.
My wife bought this for me in 1963. She bought it unbeknown to me and gave it to me for Christmas. Then I gave it to my son and we restored it. So it's still going good. Of course, back then I had 5 kids, and they all rode it double, including the neighbors. There's a lot of miles on it.
The one disappointment at the vintage snowmobile gathering was the absence of a snow coach. They are totally enclosed and riders are protected from the elements. So I drove to Rutland where David Fushi took me out for a spin in his restored 1948 snow coach. The snow coach was developed by a Canadian mechanic who was motivated in part by the death of his young son. The boy died because he couldn't be transported to a hospital through Quebec's snow-clogged roads. Mechanic Joseph Armand Bombardier went on to start Ski-Doo snowmobiles in 1959, and his modest business has grown into a giant manufacturer of trains and planes. Bombardier started manufacturing snow coaches in the 1930s. David Fushi's model is the B-12, named for its seating capacity. Passengers sit on a U-shaped bench.
This was considered a 12-passenger. So, as you can see, putting 12 people in here, they'd be in here pretty tight.
Fushi's snow coach has 10 porthole-style windows and looks like a small armored personnel carrier, though the plywood walls are just a quarter inch thick. There are tracks around its 8 rear wheels, and like the Model T, instead of wheels in the front, it has 2 skis.
There were school buses, mail delivery, ambulances, because up until the early 70s in the eastern townships right across the border, they never plowed the roads.
The snow coach was also used by priests in rural parishes, forest companies, and utilities. Turns out there are several snow coaches still in use at Yellowstone National Park, but you don't have to travel to Wyoming to see one. There are still a few driving around in Quebec, and Fushi may bring his snow coach to next year's vintage snowmobile gathering in Bethel. For VPR News, I'm John Kalish.